Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Shavuot, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet, at the bottom of the Amud, analyzing the discussion between Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva about Rabbi Akiva's position that you are chayav for a kol shehu when it is an item banned under a shvuah, and there is no requirement of a shiur such as a kazayit. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, chan matzinu. And so they asked him, where do you ever find an example? Where's their precedent of being chayav for eating less than a kazayit? Hello? There are lots of examples. Bahrein and Malah, the famous Mishnah in Makot, in the third parak, we did it recently, in which, if you ate an ant, you are chayav. Makot. Several Makot. The answer is Briah Shani. When it's a full creature, that is its shiur. In other words, there is a shiur. The shiur is not a kazayit. The shiur is Briah. Bahrein Hekdesh, if you eat from Hekdesh, the chayav mi'ilot, less than a kazayit. The answer is abayin and shamaprut, that also is a shiur. But there, because the fundamental prohibition and violation is one of theft, from hekdesh, it takes on the nuances of theft, which is a monetary value, which is shamaprut. But it's still a shiur. Varei mefaresh, when you explicate a shvuah and say, I am taking an oath that I will not eat a kol shehu of this cake, then you're chayav. So mefaresh nami kibriyat nami. So that is its shiur. Again, when you declare it that way, what we're looking for, and what they're claiming against Rabbi Akiva is, there is no case where a default achila can mean less than a kazayit. Arei afar, we have a ruling that if you say, and we're going to see this in the next Mishnah, if you take a shvuah that you're not going to eat, and you ate inedibles like dirt, you're not chayav. But if you took an oath to not to eat afar, then what's the shiur? Is it Rava has an inquiry into this. It's important to add that word in. So it sounds like from the fact that Rabbanan said there is no precedent for having an Isur Achila where you're liable for less than a kazayit, it must be that the answer to the dirt question is kazayit. The answer is no. Rabbanan only talking about edibles. And therefore, dirt just isn't in the parsha. The word, the shiur of kazayit may be absolutely meaningless in the context of dirt, and that's why Rava left it as an open question, as we will see a little bit later on. Hare konamot, if you have an isur neder, you said this cheesecake is asur alai ke korban, yuchayiv v'kolshu. The answer is konamot nami ke mefarish dami. And why is that? Because you never use the word, or typically do not use the verb achila or any other verb in the context of a neder. And that's a fundamental difference. We're going to get to this in the next podcast. A fundamental difference between the darim and shvuot, that shvuot are essentially about a verb. I'm committing to eat. I'm committing not to go, not to be somewhere, whatever it may be. With a neder, the essential, the fundamental formulation is around an object. This object now has this status vis-a-vis me, or if it's my object, vis-a-vis the rest of the world, or vis-a-vis this neighbor I'm angry at, or whatever it may be. Okay, so therefore, konamot nami kemefarish dami, because you did not use the word achila, it's as if you specified kol shehu. Amar lahen. Now, in Rabbi Akiva's answer back, which also has some challenges to it, he said, where is there ever a precedent where you open your mouth and as a result have to bring a korban? Of course, the most obvious thing springs to mind, we'll deal with it, which is hektesh. And so therefore, Rabbi Akiva's argument was, this entire system of Shvuot Bitui is so unique and iconoclastic that the issue of Kazayit can't be challenged here because different rules apply. Since when not? If you curse God and you did Mamezid, you bring a Korban. The answer is Midaber V'Oser coming in. Rabbi Akiva is talking about speaking and as a result prohibiting something to yourself that when you violate that prohibition, you bring a korban. Here, it's the speech itself which is the sin. That's not what I'm talking about. Hare nazir. You say, I'm a nazir, then you said words, and suddenly you have things that if you violate them, you have to bring korban. So mevi korban ol diburo kamrin. No, we're talking about when you bring a korban as a result of your speech. In other words, you spoke. As a result of that, something became asur to you. And then when you violated the isur, you bring a korban. Here, in the case of a Nazir, he doesn't bring a Korban because he spoke and made wine also to him. And Haraya, if he violates it by drinking wine, he gets Makot. If it's Peshoge, he doesn't do anything. And he continues his Nazirut. Right? So therefore, the korban he brings at the end is really an epilogue. It's a korban he brings in order to allow him to re-enter into the society of wine-drinking people. Varei hekdesh, the classic example, you open your mouth and something becomes asur. So osir latzmo kamrinin. Rabbi Kiva says, what I'm talking about is something where you open your mouth and as a result it becomes asur to you. V'hai osir al kol olam kulohu. This you're prohibiting on the rest of the world. Harei konamot, a neder. So here we come into an interesting discussion we're going to get into soon, which is, what is the status of a konam? Remember that the word konam itself is rooted in the word korban. Because as we said in two podcasts ago in the opening part of the parak about hatfasa, every neder has to ultimately be anchored in korban, devar hanidor. And therefore, konamot really are a case where if you say harei zeh alai and you violated peshogeg, you could argue that you now have to bring an asham mi'ilot because you were guilty of mi'ilah by benefiting from hekdesh. So the answer is kesavra ein mi'ilah bekonamot. It must be that Rabbi Akiva holds ein mi'ilah bekonamot, a machloket that we will see explicated in a little bit. Okay, so that's how we answered Rabbi Akiva's response. Really, there is no case that's parallel to us. Now, Amar Rava, machloket bistam. Now we delimit the machloket. Rava says the machloket, Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim, is only in a case of stam, where you didn't explicate aval b'mfaresh, but if you said ha'ashua shelo ochal kol shehu mea kikar hazeh, that divrei kol b'chol shehu. Everybody agrees it's kol shehu, which is, by the way, not so obvious, because you may think that you don't have the ability to prohibit something less than a kazayit. The answer is you do. My tama mefaresh tama kibriya dami. The minute that you said kol shehu, it's like you created an independent unit called a kol shehu. The Amar Rava, machloket b'shelo ochal. The machloket is only if you said, I will not eat. That's where kazayit plays in. Al b'shelo etom, but if you said, I swear I will not taste, divra kol b'chol shu. Already agrees it's a kol shu. Pshita, it's a no-brainer. Ma'uratema litom nami kiramrinchi. Maybe taste is sort of the colloquial sense of taste, which means we'll have something to eat and it's a regular kachila. Kamash balan that we take litom literally as tasting and it's kol shu. Amar Rav Papa. Machloket b'shvuot. Rav Papa has a third delimiter. He says the machloket of Akiva Chachamim is only about shvuot. Konamot divrei kol b'chol shu. If it's a konam, then it's a kol shu, as we said earlier. My ta'ama, konamot nami, kevan delo kamid karshma de achila. Since you don't use the verb eat, you just say this thing is alai, korban, or whatever. It's as if you said kol shu, because you didn't say the word eat, which is what kicks in kazayit. Now, Rav Papa's statement, unlike Rava's two delimiters, Rav Papa's delimiter is going to be under challenge, under fire. Meitavei, shnei konamot mitstarfin, shnei shvuot ein mitstarfot. The simple read of this is, if you have two items that are banned to you under konam, and you eat a half a kashir of each, then you are, it's mitstarfin yuchayiv. But if you have two items that you've banned as a shvuah, they're not mitzvah. Remeir omer konamot kishvuot. And in this first read, he says konamot kishvuot, which means neither one of them mitzvah. Okay, that's the brayta. Bisal kataita chayiv b'chol shu, but the essential point is that we're discussing whether or not konamot are mitzvah. But mitzvah is only meaningful when you have a shear. If it's a kol shu, there's nothing to be mitzvah. It's your chayiv right away. If you think, like Rav Papa said, that you're always chayiv for the smallest amount in a neder, what do I need to say before? So the answer is, this is a unique case. You looked at each loaf of bread and said, eating from this is a konam on me, and eating from this is a konam on me, and you ate a half kazayit of each. Well, wait a second. Why are there mitzvot? You didn't violate the neder in any case, because you said achila mizu. And achila means kazayit, and achila mizu. And eating a half of this and a half of that doesn't make a shear. So the answer is you didn't say it that way. Damar achila mishtehen alai konam. What you did is you looked at the two loaves and you said, eating from these two is a konam. The two loaves are mitzvah. So the chavataka b'shvuot, the parallel case of shvuot where you said it's not mitzvah. Or shvuot shalacha mishtehen, am I mitzvah? Why is it mitzvah? So here we have a reason to distinguish between shvuot and nedarim. Our Pinchas, Shani shvuot mitoch shechalukot v'chataot ein mitzvot. Since if you were to take a shvuah about this bread and this bread and this bread, and you ate a kazayit of each one or the whole bread of each one, you'd be chayiv three chataot, of course, all b'shogeg, meaning that each item stands independently. Therefore, they also are not mitzvot. If that's the case, then Rameir Omer Konamot Keshvuot. Why does Rameir say Konamot should be like Shvuot with an Amitztarev? Bishlamah Shvuot over Chalukah L'Chatot. I understand the reasoning in a Shvuah. Konamot my law. Why aren't Konamot Mitztarev? Why should Rabbi Kiva equate the two? So Epoch, I have to turn your statement around. Rameir Omer Shvuot Konamot. Shvuot are like Konamot, and that means that they are Mitztarev. Why? Volately to Pinchas. He doesn't accept Pinchas' reasoning, which is fine. Pinchas said, if you were to do a full shear of each one, you'd be chayiv a separate chatat. Therefore, if you do less than a shear, they're not mitztarev. Okay, you can reject that application. That's all one take on resolving Rav Papa's statement that Kelnamot, everybody agrees the shear is kol shu, against his statement about Seru. Ravina has a different resolution. Ravina amar ki ka'amar Rav Papa l'inyan malkot. Rav Papa's statement that shear is kolshu for Nadarim is as far as makot goes. If you do it intentionally, you get makot, smallest amount. Kitanya hahi, but that breita about konamot mitztarfot is l'inyan korban, is about a korban. Why would you bring a korban for konamot? Only if you held yesh mi'ila b'konamot, and you banned something on yourself, and then unintentionally ate from it, unaware, b'chayiv mi'ila. Tabain and shavapruta. So you're going to tell me that the Rabbanon have the position of Yesh Me'ila B'Konamot? V'atanya, watch this. Kikarzu Hekdesh V'Achalat. Took a piece of bread and said, a loaf of bread and said, this is Hekdesh, and you ate it. Beinhu Bein Chavir Omal. Whether you ate it or your friend ate it, it's Me'ila, because of course it's Hekdesh. V'fichach Yesh Lapidyon. Therefore, of course, you could redeem it as regular Hekdesh. But, Kikarzu Alai Hekdesh, if you added the word Alai, making it a neder. If you ate from it, you're chayav me'ila. Because yesh me'ila b'konamot. Chaver olomal, if somebody else ate from it, he has no special relationship to this piece of bread. As far as he's concerned, it's just bread. There's no me'ila. Lefichach, ein la pidyon, diver meir. So meir says, as a result of that, there is no pidyon here because it really is not hektish. Now, chacham omrim, bein hu uvein chaver olomal. Chacham disagree, and they say there's no me'ila here at all. There is no me'ilah b'konamot. So here the Rabbanon explicitly say ein me'ilah b'konamot. And then, in Ravina's resolution of the previous Braita, he said, the discussion about putting pieces of a netter together to make a kazayit is about, about me'ilah b'konamot. So the answer is epuch. I have to turn this Braita around. Rameir and Chachamim's positions are reversed. Echad zeh v'echad zeh lo ma'al v'vishem me'ilah b'konamot tivir Rameir. Rabbanon take that position and say, you are chayiv for me'ilah because yesh me'ilah b'konamot. So if that's the case, then we got to say, Rav Meir holds in me'ilah b'konamot. Okay, what did we do in the previous braita? Yach Rav Meir omer konamot k'shvuot. What did Rav Meir say? Konamot are k'shvuot, not mitztarev. Ela konamot it's true for lo mitztarev. So konamot are not mitztarev. But hame'ilah itbahu? Meaning, we Ravina's take was that previous braita was about korban. Papa's statement was about Makot. The Breita was about Korban. And Rameir says, Konamot aren't mitztarev, but there is Me'ilah there, otherwise there's nothing to talk about. You don't have to start by saying Konamot Keshvuah, just say Konamot are off the table. Hame'ilipuhu, v'am Rameir, ain't Me'ilah b'Konamot. So now we're saying that Rameir is the one who has the position in Me'ilah b'Konamot, and yet Rameir is discussing whether or not there's Tseruf. Clearly there's Me'ilah b'Konamot. So the Divrei and Rabbanon Kamar Lahu, in that bright, the Rameir was speaking to the Rabbanon on their terms, meaning the Didi and Me'ilah B'Konamot Klal. As far as I'm concerned, there is no Me'ilah B'Konamot. The Didchu, you who hold Yesh Me'ilah B'Konamot, Odu Limi Hata Konamot Keshvot, at least agree that they're not Mitztarev. That was his position. Rabbanon, Shvot, Ikara Pinchas, Rabbanon Konamot, Ikara Pinchas. Rabbanon's answer was, Konamot are not like Shvot, because there's no reason not to be Mitztarev, because you don't have the reason of Rabbanon Pinchas with the Chalukot L'Chatot. Okay, Amar Rav, Shvua Shelo Ochal V'Achal Afar Patur. We know that from the next Mishnah, the next series of Mishnayot, there at the bottom of our mood. If you took an oath not to eat and you ate something inedible like dirt, you're Patur. Boy, Rav, Shvua Shelo Ochal Afar. This is why I added it in the earlier mention of this, the earlier quote of this. If you took an oath not to eat dirt and you ate dirt, Bachama, what's the Shear? Kev and Damar Shelo Ochal Date Kazayit. Since you use the word Ochal, you're referring to a kazayit, and that's what you meant to ban. Maybe since it's inedible, nobody eats it. The shear is kol shu, and here just means eating any part. The answer is take. means we don't resolve it. Boy, Rava, he asked another question, which is really built on that teiku. Shvua shelo ochal chartzan. I'm taking an oath not to eat grape seeds. Bechama, what's the shiur? Keva devit achel ade tarovet, and since you normally eat it with something else, which is grapes, date a kazayit. So you meant achila, a normal kazayit, and therefore you'd have to eat a full kazayit of grape seeds to be chayiv. Nobody eats grape seeds on their own, so they're kind of like dirt. Date amashu, so achila of grape seeds might be like achila of dirt and might be kol shehu. And again, this is a teiku built on a teiku. The answer is again teiku. Boy Ravashi. Ravashi then asked the third question. Nazir she, and you knew this was coming. Nazir she amar shvur shelo chachartzan. If a nazir said, I'm not going to eat grape seeds, bechama, what's his shir? Cave and the kazayit isur doraitahu, he's already banned to eat a kazayit by being a nazir. So therefore, when he's taking the oath, he must be taking the oath to cover that which is not already banned to him, which is heter, which is less than a kazayit. And therefore, the isur is mashu. By the way, we have nothing between kazayit and mashu. It's either kazayit or tiniest amount. El Dilma came under the Amar Shalochal, since he used the word Shalochal, that there kazayit, it means a kazayit, which by the way means the Shvua is not chal at all. Toshma, so the answer is as follows from a later Mishnah. Shvua Shalochal, we have it right below. Echal Nevelo Trevot Mishkatsim Rasim, we had this early, mentioned earlier also. If you took an oath not to eat, just done, and you ate something non kosher, Chayav, Rav Shimon Poter. Rav Shimon says you're Patur because you're already not allowed to eat it. Rav Shimon says you're Chayav. We asked the question, why would you say you're chayav? You're already banned from Har Sinai from eating those things. So the answer was, Rav Shmuel, Rav Yochanan, Da'amri. Remember before we had Da'amri Tavai, where that was wrong. Because it's three people. Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan all said, Kolel Dvarim HaMutarim and Dvarim HaSurin. When you said, I'm not going to eat Basar Shchuta and Basar Nevela. So the Shvua is Chal on Basar Shchuta, it includes everything. Meaning it's also Chal on the Nevela. Rishlakish Amar, he had a different take. You have to explicitly say, according to the Rabbanan, I am taking a shvua against eating a half a kazayit of nevela. Ibistam v'alibir Rabbi Akiva, or you just said, I'm not going to eat nevela, libir Rabbi Akiva, because the Amar Adam Oseret Tzman B'chol Shu. Because you can ban a kol shu on yourself even by default. Good. But that means that if you just said, I'm not going to eat a nevela, shvua shalochal nevela, it's meaningless. You're already banned. Nevela to all of us is like chartzan to a nazir. The Talmud of Parish, and still, when you say shvur shalo chal nevela, it's only if you said chatzi zayit that it works. Halo parish date kazayit. If not, then it means a kazayit, which by the way means nothing. So shmami now that if the nazir says shvur shalo chal chartzan, it means a kazayit, and it's a meaningless shvur. So elatif shot debari rava shvur shalo chal afar bechama. So that should again bring us back to solve Rava's question, which is, if you took an oath not to eat dirt, what's the shear? Because dirt is kind of like a nevela, it's inedible, and still it means a kazayit unless you say differently. Tifshut adiika kazayit, a nevela ka afredamya. Betamed a parish, halo parish date kazayit. So if you didn't say kol shu, it means a kazayit, just like a nevela, and just like a chatan for a nazir. Say lo, again, we keep throwing this out. Afar la barachilu klal. Afar is just not edible. Kazayit may just not be a meaningful thing there at all. And Rava's teiku is very much in place. Nevela batachila. Nevela is edible. V'aryehu de ilava. You have a lion standing over you, keeping you, meaning the Torah prohibits you from eating it. But it's edible. Achila of a nevela is certainly a meaningful term. And therefore you could talk about a kazayit. With dirt, it's not meaningful at all, and therefore mention of kazayit is really out of place. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up at the next group of Mishnayot, which includes the end of Mishnah Aleph, and then Bet Gimel and Dalet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.